Journalist and political commentator Mostafa Khoshkhesh joins us now from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Mr. Khoshkhesh, welcome to the program. Please walk us through the recent comments made by Ayatollah Khamenei.
Hello there, dear, and thanks for having me. You know, it's the third time that the Iranian supreme leader is stressing that war is impossible, actually. But the United States is not in a position to, you know, initiate another war for a number of reasons. As we all know, the public opinion in the U.S. is against any kind of war, not just against Iran, but against any other country. They do not want to see thousands of caskets coming back to the United States. In the meantime, the U.S. has a bad record, a black record in its last two or three wars in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and elsewhere. After 17 years, the U.S. has failed to score any kind of victory in Afghanistan. Now, compare it with Iran. Iran is a completely different enemy for them, and they know the costs would be astronomical, and they know that they might not be able to end a war if they start it. As a matter of fact, Marshal Zinni, the former CENTCOM chief of the United States in this region, once stressed in one of his you know, speeches at a U.S. think tank that they are afraid of any kind of friction in the Persian Gulf, and they do not want to, you know, spark any kind of conflict with Iranians because they don't know Iranian military systems. They don't know what capacity, what the severity, the numbers of the types of the systems that might be involved on the Iranian side if any kind of war breaks out. So war from the side of the United States is out of question, especially at the present time when the United States is at some kind of economic war against China, against Europe, Turkey, with so many sanctions in place against, you know, Russia. But basically speaking, the United States' strategy in the last few years, at least, has been based on semi-hard and soft warfare rather than using so much resources and financial and human resources in hard wars. Because the U.S., as I just mentioned, has failed to score any kind of, you know, achievement, major achievement through hard warfare, and it's out of, you know, resources, economic and financial resources, and the public opinion is not supporting the United States, any kind of war by the United States. They have worked out a strategy based on semi-hard warfare and soft warfare that includes, the semi-hard includes economic warfare, financial warfare, the warfare through use of dollar as pressure leverage against other nations, and also changing the mindset of the people through the media outlets. That's called the soft warfare. That's how they have been approaching Tehran and other, you know, rivals or foes of the United States, at least in the last few years. Now, we are in the midst of, you know, the strategy or the policy of the United States, especially Donald Trump's strategy towards Iran. We might hear every now and then from now on that they might be, you know, very much fond of posing military threats, but there would be never, ever any kind of war against Iran. The purpose of, you know, showing some military, you know, show off or posing threats to Iran would be encouraging Iranian officials to go and sit to the negotiating table through starting miscalculations in among the Iranian officials. So basically, we are speaking of a scenario which might entail some kind of threats, but it would never ever go or lead to war in the form that we know.
Thank you very much, sir. Journalist and political commentator Mostafa Khoshkhesh joining us from the Iranian capital, Tehran.